Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Bridget.
Hello. It's great to be here.
It is wonderful to have you with us, Bridget. Bridget, you know, the last few weeks we've been talking and I realised we haven't really told anyone about yourself. Did you want to share
I'm just
a little
voice.
Bit? Yeah, I know. Like no one knows. But do you want to tell us like a small snippet about who you are?
I am a wife and a mother. I've been married for 10 years now, just over 10 years. My husband and I have four little kids. We've got a son who's 9, a daughter who's 7, a son who's 6, and a daughter who is just about to turn 4.
Yeah.
So we are busy. Our life is busy. Mm-hmm. We are both high school teachers, but I am taking this year to kind of step back from the workplace and just explore what it is that God wants me to do and spend some time being a school mum and a canteen mum, a tuck shop mum, go to assemblies, do all those kinds of things and really ask God what it is he wants me to do or where is it he wants me to be this year.
Awesome.
So out of that has come participating in the Heart Catholic Women's Ministry a bit more and here I am on the podcast.
Great. Well, we love having you a part of it. So we hope that you continue to be with us certainly into the future. Now, this week we are talking about renewing our minds.
Yes.
So we, like we've said before, we're still in this season of Easter.
Easter season. Season
That's right,
Easter.
The season of Easter. Yeah. Where we can step into the new you. That's what I called it, like the new you, the new self.
It's almost like a really positive transformation program.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, come and subscribe. It doesn't cost you anything, but you can be a new you.
Be a new you. That's right. But all of us can have that.
That's right.
Yeah. And when Jesus died and he rose in the dead, he gave us the access to God, to that personal relationship. And that's why we can step into this new you, this new self. And I want to talk about what does that mean? Like what is this stepping into this new life? Like what is it that God has for us?
We talked last week about taking off the old life and then putting on the new way. And you kind of use this analogy of clothes.
Yeah.
Now, my niece earlier this week, she went to school in her uniform with her pajama shorts underneath her uniform. So she had forgotten to take her pajamas off first when she was getting changed. That's not what we want to do.
No.
We don't want to cover the old ways, but we want to make sure that we're taking off that old life and that we're stepping into and putting
on
this new way.
Yeah, that's right. And that's it. And the ways that we would describe it is kingdom ways that God has taught us or that he taught us through Jesus when Jesus was here. And I listed some of those in the heartbeat, which are to love God with all our heart, mind and soul, to love our neighbours as ourselves, to love our enemies.
Yeah, that's a hard one sometimes.
Yeah, it is. And that was not a way that people would have naturally, done. Yeah. And, I mean, it isn't natural. We have to choose to love our neighbours.
And the world tells us something so different as well.
Yeah, get back at them, revenge.
Yeah.
But God says, no, love them. Turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
You know, how often do we not? We retaliate.
Yeah.
You know, to lay our lives down for each other, not to gossip.
Yeah.
Like that's so hard.
Yeah.
It really is.
I don't know about you, Emma, but I just feel like as a woman as well, like conversation comes so easy for me sometimes that it's really hard to stop.
Yeah.
And just to go, hang on, hold your tongue. That's not where you want to be. And that's the beauty of the Holy Spirit.
It's funny. I also think the rise of social media.
Yeah.
Actually, we're more of a gossip culture because there's so much posted that is not true.
Yeah.
But we take it as that and then we spread that more.
Yeah.
You know, so
because that little share button is right there.
You know, and so the kingdom ways though are not to do that.
Yeah.
Don't judge others. Honor our parents. Forgiveness.
Mm.
You know, and like we've just talked about, doing those things are not easy.
Yeah.
They're not easy at all. It's so easy to fall back into sin, into that old way of living.
Yeah.
And the thing is that therefore we always need to come back to God, and we always need that transformation.
Yeah, and I think with Easter and how we are presented with this, you know, through Jesus' sacrifice, this relationship with Christ, the more that we realize we have access to that, the more that we want to change our lives. Mm, like the closer that we draw to Christ, the more we feel like, well, I don't really have a choice. I want to do this and I want to change this.
Yeah. It becomes something really deep.
Yeah.
That you're like, I have to live this way.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a way then of honoring God by the way we live.
Yeah.
You know, so the scripture that I shared this week in Romans talks about presenting our bodies, so our lives, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. So it's the way that we live our life is the sacrifice. Whereas years ago, you know, you'd take an animal and sacrifice it on the altar. That's not the new way. The way is to actually, you know, it's the way I choose to live my life will be my sacrifice to God.
And I love that as like a, like an image of almost like a laying down of who I was and letting that go and standing tall in, you know, this is the way that I'm going to live my life, even though it is hard and it's not easy and it's really challenging, and knowing that I'm human and I'm going to fail.
Yep.
And that, I think that's really hard, but we need to be okay with that and to accept God's grace in that as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So then we, from this verse, we talk about the next verse being, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So this is where we're getting into, how do we live this new way, this new self? How do we live God's kingdom ways? And the first thing St. Paul says here is, well, don't be conformed to the world.
Yeah.
Don't live like how the world lives, which is always chasing after, I was going to say goodness, and I don't mean goodness in itself, but as in like pleasure type goodness, like, and I need something now, like this fast paced, I don't care what it does to anyone else, but I desire that, so I'm going to have it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that type of worldly living, that's a bit proud, a bit vain, selfish.
Yeah.
You know, and St. Paul right here is like, well, don't be conformed to that. Don't live like that. Yeah.
And it's really, it's so tricky. And I love that you said right at the start of this, these kingdom ways are not easy.
No.
Just want that to be heard, that it is not easy. This is not a simple walk. It wasn't simple for Christ. It wasn't simple for any of his disciples. Mm. It's not going to be simple for us, but it is so worth it.
Yeah.
And it is so rewarding in itself. But this idea of not being conformed is tricky because we live in the world. We are not these people who are, you know, all congregating in one little place and we only live together and we never tell anybody about Christ, but we are called to be a witness of Christ in the world.
Yeah.
And I find that particularly challenging just even as a mum, just doing things like the school drop and, you know, you see so many different people from so many different walks of life. And I probably don't remind myself enough, but that when I get out of the car, I'm like, I am living a particular way and I am going to shine Christ's light in this next 8 minutes.
Yep.
You know, for all the people that I'm about to meet, I'm, no matter how my morning is, I'm going to smile.
Yep.
I'm going to welcome them. I'm going to greet them well today. Mm. But yeah, it's
hard.
Difficult sometimes. Yeah. Yeah.
And so then the good thing is though, St. Paul tells us in some sense how to do that. And it says, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. And so in order to live like that, we need a transformation in us. And if I'm honest, I need it all the time, every day for different areas of my life.
Yeah.
But what does the renewing of our minds mean? It really means thinking the way that God would think, having his perspective, having the Holy Spirit guide my steps, my thoughts, my words. And it's only because, it's funny, it's only because of God that I'm transformed, that I can do that.
Yeah.
You know, like it all comes back to him. It's not even, I can't do it in my own strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that transformation has to come from God first in our lives. I just like wrote down like we need transformation from the inside out. And we need it because we're weak.
Yeah.
And we sin.
Yeah. Mm. And we can certainly strengthen ourselves to be able to be transformed.
Mm-hmm.
and the different ways that we do that, you know, through, you know, going to church and listening to things like this, you know, share faith with people and spending time in prayer, all of those things that, as we've been talking about, this intimacy with God over the past few weeks, that is what helps to encourage us and to equip us in those moments when it's really hard.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think the reason too, like, our mind is where it starts. It's because that's where you make the choices.
Yeah.
Like, our mind is where we choose right from wrong.
Yeah.
Which is choosing the old ways of being sinful and the new way of living. And when we start by making the right choices, then that filters down to our heart. Because otherwise there's a hardness of heart when we're just choosing, I suppose, choosing the wrong thing all the time and being closed off to what God wants.
Yeah.
Whereas when we're open with our hearts,
yeah,
that's when we can make the right choice.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it relates to a renewal of our hearts. And so how do we do that? Well, we have to ask the Holy Spirit.
He's special, that Holy Spirit.
I know. But we can also put some practical things in place. And I think things like you've just talked about, listening to things like that, having conversations with other Christian people in your life.
Yeah.
Like, I caught up with a lady for coffee the other day and we just shared about our life, and she, like, you know, just said something like, but I've been really praying, God help me in this area. And, you know, just being able to have that kind of conversation with someone makes a difference.
Yeah.
Because we both know that we're relying on God to help us with our decisions.
Yeah.
Not just our own decisions.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's just really important. Is there anything else you want to share?
I think that sensitivity to what the Holy Spirit might want to say or want to do, just in your everyday life. If you work, you know, before you step into your office, you know, say, Holy Spirit, guide me. Holy Spirit, be with me. If you are somebody who needs a bit more patience, Holy Spirit, come and help me with my patience today. Or picking maybe something, an area that you're struggling with. So, like I said, patience, or if it's your productivity, if you're someone who's easily distracted.
Oh, I'm very easily distracted.
You know, whatever it might be, then, yeah, I think constant conversation with God and with the Spirit
helps.
and calling him to, you know, come and be with me and come and help. Because we know that when we do that, he's not going to say, oh, sorry, I'm busy with Emma.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bridget. Emma's got a lot going on today. I need to help her be a better person.
Yeah. He can just do
You'll
it
be
all.
Right. Yeah. He does it all. Yeah. And he's always got the time for you.
That's it. Well, the weekly challenge that I have for this week is to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to have his perspective, to have God thoughts, and to renew our mind. Because I think, that I just love how you said that. Like, you know, when you're walking into a meeting or whatever you're about to do, asking the Holy Spirit to guide you, to be with you. Because then that helps us not be of the world, like conform to the world, because we're like, no. I want the transformation of the Holy Spirit to renew my mind. Like,
Yeah. You know when I sometimes need the Holy Spirit, Emma? Is when I'm packing my kids' school lunches.
Yeah.
And people tell me they want, like, jam in their sandwich. And then they decide they want Vegemite.
And you've already made the jam?
Or this morning it was all about pears and apples.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so I only had so many apples because I haven't done my grocery shopping.
Yeah.
And so it was about negotiating with these tiny humans who just want what's in their lunchbox.
Yeah.
So he can certainly help us in the big things and the little things.
Yeah, which can be big things to some
people. Exactly.
Well, we hope that you've really enjoyed that chat this week. We've certainly enjoyed having the chat.
Yes.
And we look forward to seeing you all again next week. Bye.
Bye.